This is the Getting Divorced Without Losing Your Mind podcast, where divorce coach Corey Shapiro helps you get creative and not reactive in your divorce. Tune in now to get the support you need to make it through this difficult time. Here's your divorce coach, Corey Shapiro.
Welcome to the Getting Divorced Without Losing Your Mind podcast. This is Corey Shapiro. And today's topic, we're talking about boundaries, a boundary tool from chapter 2 of my book, Getting Divorced Without Losing Your Mind. That's our coaching corner today. Our question this week is about what happens when your boundaries get violated. And boundaries get violated, unfortunately. I wish it was so easy that people just respected your boundaries, but that is not the case. Okay, before we get into the episode, let's do our weekly quote. Here it is. We change our behavior when the pain of staying the same becomes greater than the pain of changing. Consequences give us the pain that motivates us to change. That's from Dr. Henry Cloud and Dr. John Townsend. And if you are going to go deep in this area of boundaries, no better place to start than their book titled Boundaries. Sold over 4 million copies, probably even more than that now, and really just deep dived in this area. Great stuff. They also have a lot of information, maybe podcasts and videos, and check out all their information. I think they're really smart on the issue of boundaries. The quote reminds me of a smart way of getting divorced and not a smart way of getting divorced. And we all do this. The smart way of doing anything is when there's not much pressure. You remember back in school when they give you a paper and they're like, well, it's due in 2 months. You're like, don't even think about it. But if I had to do that now, I would plan and I would have certain goals. I would make maybe break that down into 4 parts, maybe a mind map, maybe an outline, maybe a first draft. And I would hit those goals. To make it easier as opposed to just waiting until a few weeks before and then it's crunch time and then you're sort of in this super mode getting things done because of all that pressure. And that pressure can be unbearable, especially if you're in a divorce context and especially if we're not talking about a professor or maybe your parents, but talking about a judge who can really hurt you, especially if you're divorced, because a lot of these cases are all about credibility. And it really comes down a lot of times to which story. And there are stories we're giving these judges. They're not necessarily objective truths. No one was actually there. You know, the attorneys weren't there generally. So what's that frame that's going to sell more? Maybe it comes down to just who the judge likes more. I hate to say that, but in these very close cases, I think it does come down to biases. Of course, you're in a case that's not so close. Different situation. Okay, let's get to our coaching corner talking about boundaries. So let's get real. The first boundary is physical. You know, you're living together or you're living apart. If you're living apart, whew, what a relief during a divorce, because a divorce can be years, especially if it's derailed. And a derailed divorce, I define it over 3 years, you haven't gotten divorced. So if you're in one of these derailed divorces and you don't live together, that's wonderful. However, let's say you are living together and no one wants to move. What happens there? Well, in a more collaborative context, maybe you can do a nesting situation where just the parents sort of rotate out of the home. The kids stay in the home, but there might be, you know, a smaller apartment, maybe a studio apartment that's not suitable for the kids. And that could be a way of dividing time. Another way is people use different bedrooms if you have that option. And you might have to divide up kitchen time. You know, do I get 5 to 6? Do you get 6 to 7? You know, you're basically just two ships sailing in a night, hopefully not passing each other as much as possible, keeping out of each other's ways. But it's hard. And that pressure, I think, does cause people to either settle, or if you are of a certain mindset, and you can deal with that toxic environment, maybe it becomes a sort of like a game. Who can outlast the other in this horrible environment? And that can go on for years. All right. So the whole point of that is you want to avoid stressing situations. The second idea is these digital boundaries. And digital can be so much more difficult than physical, because in physical, you can maybe have a job, maybe you're out of the office, you know, out of home, you're in the office, or maybe you have friends, you can do things, but you carry your phone around you 24/7. There's a tendency to look at it, you know, 70 times a day. And it takes a lot of power, a lot of energy to really limit that if you are, or if you fell susceptible to that type of constant check in your phone, which we can get all into. But if you're not, then you probably already have these digital boundaries. But the whole point is creating some type of policy, some type of digital boundary system or policy or procedure. And let's just do a few. How about no emails, never looking at emails on Fridays about your divorce? I would say hopefully you can really cut that down to a week. Maybe you can tell your attorney, unless it's super urgent, text me. If it's an email, maybe I'll just respond on a week. You could have maybe a weekly call or a weekly email with your attorney. If something urgent comes on otherwise, then maybe there could be a text. Another thing is if you ever get in, you know, you read something that's really triggering, we don't respond right away. We don't respond right away. And the reason that is because we want to avoid getting into some type of an emotional warfare that is probably not going to be productive and probably going to be used against you in court. So these digital boundaries are really, really important. Okay, if this was a lot to absorb about the boundaries, don't worry. We're going to go each week through the different elements of my book. But if you're ready to roll and you're like, hey, this is okay, I understand the boundary concept, I understand playing the long game, I understand I have to do everything a certain way to get the result I want, because if the judge is mad at me early on in the case about a small non-issue, that may influence a judge negatively against me on other issues. If you understand that, check out my audiobook. I did an audiobook version. It's now on Spotify. If you didn't know this, Spotify is doing audiobooks. They're trying to figure out different creative ways of giving music to people. So, and audio content. So why not do audiobooks? Why does Audible have to be a monopoly? So you can check out my book on Spotify. All right. So now our question, what can I do when boundaries are violated? And unfortunately, they will be. And here's just a couple things to think about. And you want to do it from least to most. So least aggressive to most aggressive. The least aggressive is you might just have to take a pause. You know, take a pause. That pause can be 24 hours. That pause can be a week. If you have children, that might not be realistic. Then you might want to limit your time, which what I was talking about in the coach's corner about having some type of digital policy. You might need a reset too if things are really bad, you know, going to a therapist, some type of professional, maybe even if you have the resources, a retreat. And if you don't have the resources for a retreat, make your own retreat. You know, you could go camping. I go camping in the summer upstate New York. I have to say, you know, I only go 2 or 3 days, but I bet you if I go for a week, I'm going to be in a totally different place, because I feel like I'm in a totally different place after 2 days. And one great value in New York, and I'm sure it's in most places, is how reasonable camping is. So if you can't afford a retreat, go camping. Yes, you may need to purchase a tent, but if you use it, or maybe you can rent it, borrow it, but trust me, it will get you in a different mindset. My first time camping, I was just really worried about the bears. I really was so scared. But get one of those inside, lots or plots, and I think you'll be okay. Okay, and then if you don't have kids or you don't really need to communicate, then obviously the boundaries are we're not talking at all. That's a whole different story. That's a cold war. But sometimes it has to go that far. Okay, if you like this episode, check out my conversations on my conversation playlist on YouTube. I just did a recent one with Zoe Slotoff. That's my most recent one. And we talk about moments of mindfulness. And before you go, let me just give you my thoughts on divorce. I want you to think about divorce in three parts. The first part is getting on the right path. That's that transformational journey. And maybe you're starting to feel that now, where you're feeling stuck to seeking support, to thinking of things in a different way. The second stage is you're growing. And that's what I hope you're doing when you're on this, listening to the podcast, doing other things you're doing. You're starting to see things differently. This takes time. You know, I've been playing piano and I practice each week. I'm just getting a little better each week. I'm not getting a lot better each week, a little better. The third stage is you're getting stronger. You know why you're getting stronger? Because you're not focusing necessarily on these battles, on your ego, on their ego, on the noise. You're focusing on your vision. And that's pulling you to a better life. So I'm really grateful you're joining me on this podcast. I'm grateful that you're trying to get stronger. You're trying to get on the right path in your divorce. And I have faith in you that you can get a divorce. You get a divorce without losing your mind. This is Corey Shapiro saying goodbye this week. I'll see you soon next week. And remember, be creative, not reactive.
Thank you for tuning in to the Getting Divorced Without Losing Your Mind podcast with divorce coach Corey Shapiro. Divorce can be a difficult and overwhelming process, but it doesn't have to be. Corey's book, Getting Divorced Without Losing Your Mind, is here to help you gain clarity, composure, and a strategic mindset. Get it now as an ebook on Amazon or an audiobook on Audible, and unlock the power of these resources to make more informed decisions and gain better understanding of the process. This podcast offers general information only. It cannot replace legal advice. If you need tailored advice, contact an attorney licensed to practice in your area.